News desk.
The news.
News items. News items.
Hello and welcome to the Cult Faction News Blast on the 1st of August.
1st of August.
2023. We've made it to August. Summer is here as the rain pounds down on the roof at Cult Faction HQ.
Hey, don't knock it.
And we're here to bring you the latest in what's going down in the hood. It's News Blast time. Right, to start with.
Look at the wavy lines.
Amazon is bringing Takashi's Castle back to our screens. Romesh Ranganathan and Tom Davies are due to host, providing a uniquely British perspective on the new reboot. As we need a boat.
Canadian.
A reigning reboot of the physical challenge show. Titled Romesh and Tom Take Takashi's Castle, it will see the pair guide viewers through hilarious, dramatic, and at times utterly baffling world of Takashi's Castle 2023. Recapturing the essence of 90s mayhem, viewers will watch as over 100 contestants, the attacking army, attempt to storm the impenetrable castle, fighting off all manner of guards, devils, and giant foam mushrooms along the way. Only the bravest and luckiest will make it through to take on Takashi himself and potentially bank 1 million yen. This will premiere on the 30th of August on Amazon. Yeah, I'll be watching that. Who doesn't love a Japanese game show?
Yeah, but I don't know. Craig Charles. That's just, as much as I like Romesh. And the other dude is he's been in loads of...
The big dude.
He's been in, like, Gary and...
That's the one.
That was what it was called, wasn't it? I never watched it, but...
I don't think it's the right place.
Well, Amazon.
Yeah, I think something like that, you want to watch live on a Saturday night.
It's one of those things you almost... When you're just flicking through the... I mean, it used to be on, like, it's like at 6 o'clock on BBC Two or Channel 4. No, I think it's probably 4. Yeah, then it got... But so when... Yeah, I don't know. I kind of know what you're saying. It's like, is it something I would go out of my way to find, search for, especially on Amazon where the interface is so shit, to watch when you could be watched, you know, using that time to watch something? It's almost a throwaway time waste TV.
Put it up against like Michael McIntyre's The Wheel or something like that. Perfect.
It would win hands down.
Like the Ninja Warrior thing, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I'd watch it if it was on ITV on a 6 o'clock slot.
Yeah, this is.
I don't know about Amazon.
No, I agree, but this is something I would probably just dip into of like, oh, I've got half an hour, I'll go in and watch a couple of episodes.
I know what you mean. It's there. It's there.
I'm happy it's there.
Yeah,
but I'm not necessarily going to be like, oh, it's 9 o'clock Tuesday. Yep. It's the next episode type thing.
And I just hope they can do it as much justice as Craig Charles did, because
I hope Takashi's Castle 2023 is up the ante a bit, because in a country that doesn't seem to have any health and safety for TV shows, I'm more than happy to watch.
Yeah.
There's a thing at school, actually, where often we'll do the, if we're 5-10 minutes short on a lesson, then we finish.
Mr. Summer's Castle.
No, they'll be like,
Come get me, kids.
You put some of those Japanese prank things on. And we'll watch it, and they're like, just shaking their heads that they're allowed. Even children realise it's too far.
Have you been shown the really old stuff where they used to make them sit on a really hot plates and eat spicy food?
No, we watched a lot of, what did they call that show? Was it Japanorama? Where they did like a highlight. It was about five.
I just remember it from Chris Tarrant's TV show.
Oh, yeah, Endurance.
Yeah, that's the one. Endurance. That's what I was trying to. And they literally sit like on grill pans with fire underneath.
Or they had to like drink 70 litres of water, and then it'd be the last one that needed to piss.
Yeah,
there's one if you do go on YouTube. It's called something like Hole in the Ground. You get the idea.
Yeah,
and that lasts half an hour. But to be fair, you look at it, you're like, well, where is it? And then they'll often have fake out holes that someone will fall in. You think, oh, that's bad. And then later on, they'll go for a dock into the sea, and it was like, ha ha! You thought that was the hole. That was only the little one. This is the big one. Now you're nearly drowning. This is hilarious. And it's like, and the kids are like, well, is he gonna die? You're like, we'll see, but it doesn't matter anyway because he died with honor, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Right, other news, the release date has been announced for season 2 or series 2 of Loki, the time-bending Marvel series Loki is returning in the autumn, and it stars Tom Hiddleston as the God of Mischief. And when he lands in trouble with the bureaucrats, the Time Variance Authority, after absconding with the Tesseract, Hiddleston is joined by the returning cast, Owen Wilson, Guga Mabafro.
Don't feel you have to read them all out. I know how much you like reading out actors.
But the main thing is that joining for season two is Kihu Kwan, Rafael Cadell, and Liz Carr. And he kind of looks like he's in the hero role from Heroes. Okay. You know, like the sort of fix-it man. Do you remember Heroes?
I remember Heroes. I'm just trying
to... Hero was the Japanese guy in it.
I know.
Oh.
I'm just saying. No, but it looks... No, not like that, but he seems to be almost the same character. But it looks a similar type of character.
Oh, yeah.
Disney have dropped the trailer, and it's announced that at the 6th of October will be the big day.
Great.
Also... Can't wait. There's been two separate things this week. One... Billy D. Williams has been all over social media saying he's got a huge announcement to make soon, which he still hasn't made yet. And also, it's been announced that Steven and Donald Glover have taken over the writing duties on the Lando series from Disney+. I'm wondering if they're linked.
I'd say so.
The series initially had Justin Simien, creator of the critically acclaimed Dear White People and director of Disney's Haunted Mansion, maybe attached as writer, but it seems he's now left the project and probably Disney. This has led to the Glover brothers stepping in, taking over script duties, according to Variety.
He's changed his LinkedIn profile to available for work.
And this deal was all done before the strike action, though. So, like everything, the news basically is everything is delayed.
Yeah.
Or moving to the UK.
Yeah.
For filming.
But that could be good. Again, I've said for years, Lando Space Pimp is a hit series that people would want to watch.
No.
I don't know if I include myself in that or not, but I'll take your word for it.
Especially if it's Billy D. Williams and not Donald Glover pretended to be Billy D. Williams. I can see him in a kind of like an elderly Shaft kind of thing, spaceshipping around the galaxy, giving the ladies a little wink or a nod, playing some
gambling.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the market Disney want to attract.
But hold on, that would put him in the same timeline as Rey then, yeah? If it's him now...
If it's him now, yeah, no, he was in with Ray.
Really?
He was in the film.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. But when we first talked about it, I thought it was going to be back in the day.
Maybe
where
they could have both, like a bit of a. Maybe
they just de-age
back
him.
And forward. No, but you can.
Why am I getting involved in this conversation? I don't want to be involved in this conversation.
No, you could have one of those two stories at once thing where Donald Glover's doing like the young Lando.
Damon doesn't like flashbacks.
The consequences of those.
He doesn't like jumping between times. You know that. Unless it's to do with Back to the Future
or traveling,
actual time travel is fine.
Yeah,
but just doing two parallel stories, one in the past, one in the future, with the same characters, just gets on my tits.
What else is in the news?
Huge news: Netflix made a big announcement this week. Spy Kids Armageddon is coming to Netflix. The franchise lives on. Robert Rodriguez has milked it for one more movie.
Nope,
but. I like them. They're good for the kids, and the kids always love them. They're fun. Not
Do you play that to the kids in class as well? Do you actually do any work?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And that is the news. No, but they're good. They're adventurous. They're adventurous. And
I think
like
I've
them.
Seen a couple of them.
Nope.
And they're very.
He lost me at Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Yeah, I've never watched that one. But the Spy Kid ones are great because. Danny Trejo is their Uncle Machete.
So that's the only reason you watch it.
And he's Machete.
It's not the only reason he watches it. Don't be silly.
But he is the same Machete as in the other films. So it's in the same universe or Spy Kiddyverse or whatever you want to call it these days.
He's just a bit toned down, though.
Yeah.
Well, he's hanging around with the kids. He's got to be a bit nicer with his niece and nephew or whatever it was. But, yeah, we'll see. So there's a lot going on there. We also had some sad news this week. When Paul Rubens, the actor best known for Pee Wee Herman, passed away at the age of 70. He rose to fame in the 1980s, playing the whimsical, childlike character in TV and movies. Went to the wrong cinema one night and then had a huge comeback. And unfortunately, had been fighting cancer secretly for the last sort of 6 years and passed away. I liked him in Mystery Men when he was the spleen.
Yeah.
And he was the Penguin's dad in Batman Returns as well.
I must admit, I wasn't a big fan of Pee-wee Herman.
No, me neither.
Yeah, I think it was a bit. We were a bit older then, and it was. But that was when Tim Burton was kooky.
I know,
kooky Tim Burton.
But at the same time, it almost ruined the Navigator for me. The Pee-wee Herman voice.
The Navigator, yeah.
I didn't like that bit.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
And
sad news though.
Well, yeah.
And yeah, he ruined Flight of the Navigator.
Well, to be fair, it's not the cultural phenomenon over here, side than it was in the States.
We had people like that normally.
It'd be like the death of like Jeffrey from
Rainbow
over there, wouldn't it? Yeah. They'd be like, well, who's that?
Who's Rainbow? Yeah, I mean, we had Mr. Bean, really.
He is dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but that's what I mean. Right.
But the impact in America. And the last one, which is the interesting one, is that Australia will no longer be getting any Disney Blu-rays or DVDs. They are ceasing physical media in Australia due to low sales. But is this something that's going to creep around the world, Damien?
I don't know. I haven't got a crystal ball. But yeah, I haven't.
You just said you wanted to be the judge of it.
I wanted to be the judge of whether it was interesting or not. And it's not. But... yeah, I think it is. I mean,
so Disney just streaming the land down under, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, their last one is going to be the last physical thing they're going to release, if you like, is Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah.
Good. Worried about the number there.
Good, it's better for the environment.
Yeah, it all goes to landfill eventually.
Yeah.
You take it into CDT and make a little clock out of CD or Blu-ray, whatever.
Or one of those little decorations you have for the garden sometimes for people with SEN.
Scare the birds off and stuff.
Yeah. Or just frisbees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or cut bits out and make ninja frisbees.
Mm.
Shurikens, oh, I like it.
Well done, Paul. That's good knowledge.
I believe...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, isn't it?
Has anyone got any late-breaking news to add in there?
No.
Nope.
Well, basically then, to sum up the news, everything's been delayed. And everything released by Disney has lost lots of money. And that's pretty much the news.
They can't even afford to make DVDs anymore.
Yeah. So if you'd like a Disney coloured in envelope, because that's about all they're going to do. Yeah. So we will see you next time.
News desk.
The news.
News items.